The mayor of Broadview joins us now. Welcome to the show, Mayor Thompson. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you? And thank you for having me.
Well, good. I love your enthusiasm because, my gosh, if I was mayor of a town where all this was happening, I'd be like, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. But you seem to handle it with grace.
I'm doing the best that I can. Yes.
That's all we can ask. And yesterday you signed an executive order saying if you're going to come to Broadview and you're going to protest, you need to do it between the hours of 9 and 6. Is that going to hold up?
Well, that's the message that we're sending because we do live here. And those that come, we welcome, you know, people expressing their First Amendment right. But we also have to find balance in what that work really look like. We live here. After the end of the day, everyone get to go back to their communities where it's nice and peaceful for them to have a restful night and don't have to deal with the disruption of their community. So we want the same thing, you know, just treat us with dignity and respect.
Right. People are just trying to get home from work and, you know, get their kids to and from school. Have you ever seen anything like this in your community before?
No.
And does an executive order have any teeth? Because we know Mayor Brandon Johnson has signed executive orders, you know, number one about ICE agents being masked, and that hasn't changed anything. Is there an enforcement that goes along with this?
Well, we got the messaging out that we do have this executive order that put a time slot in place for the, you know, restriction that to protect the health and welfare of the safety of our residents. So we're hoping that people will just comply and respect that as a visitor to our community. The police department will be giving out those citations if it comes to that.
And can you give us an idea of how many protesters have been out there? Like at the moment when there were the biggest number of protesters, are we talking in the hundreds? Are we talking in the thousands? Because you know the way your community is being portrayed, not just on Chicago media, but throughout the nation and worldwide, isn't helping your community or the people who live there at all.
So it's in the hundreds.
Okay.
And our heaviest pickup of the protesting is typically over the weekend.
I know they were protesting a lot on Fridays. It seemed to be a gathering place on Fridays, and then it picked up on Saturday as well. But it seems like if there are a couple hundred protesters, there's almost as many uniformed law enforcement officers or ICE agents. Am I wrong about that?
No, you got a good assessment of that.
My gosh. And so what about the fence? Because I know many businesses and people were concerned that the fence that was erected by the Department of Homeland Security was impeding the ability for your fire department, should there be an emergency, to actually get through to businesses. Has that been resolved yet?
We are waiting on the ruling from the courts. We did file a lawsuit to have the fence removed. And so hopefully the ruling will be in the best interest of the village of Broadview.
I saw your police chief and your acting fire chief on TV both said they had members of their departments who had to be taken out for a period of time to decontaminate because they too experienced the effects of tear gas or whatever chemical agents were being used. Has that come to a stop, or are they still suffering when they go out there to protect the facility and ICE agents?
No, we haven't had any other episodes outside of what originally took place.
Well, that's good to hear. So you're waiting on the fence, and you've established the hours. And is it true that Christy Noem came to your office, and was that done without a phone call or any heads up that she was on the way over?
That is true.
And so you were not in the office, and have you heard from her since then?
I was not in the office, and I have not heard from her.
Mayor, often we focus on one side or another. So, and there certainly is the negative side here in the interaction with the federal government. Have you had a positive interaction with anyone in the federal government, something to cheer us up a little bit?
I wish I did have something that I could give you some cheering up to, but the answer is I have not.
So no meetings, nothing there, because that's the hope, because I know your residents of Broadview and people in the area feel like, oh my God, we're stuck here in the middle. We're stuck in the middle. We want government to work for us and we want them to work together. And that's what seems to be portrayed, is that there is no working together here, that you're not informed or you're ill-informed, because there's, you got to tell us, like, how do you find out what is going on? Do you know?
We know when it happens, and at least from my perspective, I welcome dialogue and communication, because I think that's healthy for us to be able to hear each other, especially depending on, you know, like, we're local government.
Right.
And so we want to have that collaboration with our state, county, and our federal agencies to be able to talk things through. But when you're dealing with an administration that want to create intimidation and fear of the public, that's the message that they're spearing, and that's not healthy for any of us when they can literally call the governor of our state. We follow his lead. He is responsible for the state of Illinois, and that should be the first approach, but that's not happening. They plan on the emotions of people being angry to create something that is non-existent. Like, we don't have violence in our community, in the village of Broadview. We know how to police ourselves. The governor most certainly knows if he needs to call for National Guard, if something should, you know, entice something that's beyond our control. But that's not the case here. The case is that they are creating a fear, intimidation, they're masked up, not identifying themselves, and they are harassing the public.
And if you witness protesters getting out of line and harassing ICE agents?
I have not witnessed anybody doing anything outside of just protesting for their First Amendment rights.
So you would portray the protests, many of them taking place outside of the Broadview ICE detention facility, as fairly peaceful or completely peaceful?
Well, I can't answer that because I'm not on the site where they are, and to be honest with you, I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
So I get to see all of those things unless somebody texts me a link or a video or something like that, but I haven't seen what people are saying.
So your executive order says if they're going to come protest, they can do so peacefully between the hours of 9 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. We wish you well, because you've got a job that few others in the nation are facing these days.
Well, if we just practice love and kindness in everything that we do, we can change this.
I appreciate that. Love and kindness. We all need it.